We learned today that more than 63,000 landline phone and internet services in Sydney. Now, these are going to be progressively cut off as they're replaced with the NBN. There's a raft of them in Melbourne and Brisbane as well. So this is part of the rollout of the NBN. They install the NBN. You get a period of time where you have to connect, and then they get to a point where they cut off the landlines. You've got to go onto the NBN to be able to use your landline phone. So there's more than 2 million homes and businesses across New South Wales in the process of connecting. There's large numbers across Queensland as well. So if you get to the point where they say, well, it's NBN only here now, the landlines are gone, then you've got to come up with an alternative. The NBN's also warned businesses that operate on existing landline phone and internet services like FPOS terminals and fire alarms, they might be subject to disconnection. I've had a call because for years we've had a security system at home and there's a back-to-base alarm. So if the alarm goes off, there's a phone connection and it rings a place and then they call and say, look, the alarm's just gone off, and I'll say, yeah, well, some don't actually walked in without, you know, someone. It's usually, it hasn't, luckily it hasn't actually been a robbery. But we've been told by them that we're going to have to redo all of that because the landlines are going. Dr. Mark Gregory is an associate professor in the School of Engineering at RMIT. He's done a lot of work on the National Broadband Network as it rolls out. He joins us now. Good morning to you.
Good morning, John.
Very interesting, isn't it? Because the ramifications of this, if you actually haven't acted, could be quite significant depending on what you've got in your house.
Yes, most certainly. And as you mentioned, all of these special connections to landlines need to be moved across to the NBN at some point. So I recommend to people that they do it as soon as possible once they've been told that their area is NBN ready.
Yeah, because a lot of us think, all right, well, they say to you, well, you don't have to do it straight away, so you leave it, and then there's that last-minute scramble.
Yes, the scramble at the end of the 18-month transition period is often one where the service providers can't keep up with demand in an area. And so some people, we've been finding, tend to go over that 18 months. They get disconnected, and it causes a lot of trouble for them, especially for businesses that may be affected. So I do recommend that people get in as quickly as possible in that 18-month period, get their service providers or the companies that are providing the special needs, the FPOS or the, as you mentioned, alarm systems, get them moved over as soon as possible. And if people are concerned or if they're having trouble with the service providers or with NBN Co, then they need to remember that they can put in a complaint through the Telecommunications Industry Ombudsman.
Yeah, okay. And, of course, that's going to need to be done reasonably early. And, look, a lot of concern for people who've just got, they don't have the internet. They've just got a hardwired phone. They've had it for years. Might even have an old rotary dialer on it, and they like it. But they're not going to be able to use that, are they?
No, that's right. They're going to need to look at what equipment they need to connect into the NBN system. It's going to be different depending upon the technologies that have been rolled out in a particular area. So it's not a one solution fits everyone. And so they need to talk to a service provider about this as quickly as possible. And we need to remember that NBN Co is aiming to complete the rollout this year across the nation. And so we're going to have a large number of people that are moving across to the NBN as we progress through the year. And so really for everyone, especially in the capital cities, Sydney and Melbourne, the numbers are going to be quite large each week. So service providers will be stressed out trying to get everyone across. And, you know, I think that we need to work on the principle that in this case, being early is going to be safe.
Yeah, and we mentioned all the things, all the ramifications. You've got people with medical devices as well, and there are ways that you can handle that, but you've got to get the information early and not be doing it very late in the piece, as you said.
Yes, most certainly. And typically there are going to be other people in each area people that we know, friends, family, that have already moved across that have been through the process. So if we're unsure, we can ask them. And also, most service providers have been quite helpful. There's information on their websites about how to move across.
Okay, Dr. Gregory, I appreciate that. Thank you. Dr. Mark Gregory there from RMIT.